Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi.
Greetings.
Hi. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so far we have Mom on the line and Hubert.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear the music?
No, I can't hear the music. I think you cut it off before we came on. Nevertheless, we ain't going to put no talk on chat for the 15 minutes. Can you get some music on if you can, playing softly in the background, and I'll be hosting it, and you just get them as they call in, you recognize their number, then I'll cue so you in, okay?
Well, Toya, you're like going to do the switchboard. Toya, do the switchboard for me.
Oh, that's great. That's great. We'll go back and edit this later, but maybe I want you all to keep it so for the references you can know what to do and what not to do. Like the chat is talking right now, we'll cut that out later, okay?
Yes.
All right. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Where your host will be today, Miss Loretta Simmons. Welcome to the Nevin Family Hour of Prayer. We're now, everybody standing, we'll be starting the show around 8:15. We'll now be taking roll call.
Oh, God.
It's now 3 minutes after 8. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Nevin Family Hour of Prayer. On a day will be open session.
Okay, so far we have Hubert, Mr. Werner, Miss May, Auntie Betty, and Latoya.
Auntie Carrie's
on the line as well.
Greetings, everyone.
Is that Jordan, or is that the home number?
Bruce.
Hi.
Shalom.
Hi.
Greetings, I know. You're listening to the Nevin Family Hour of Prayer. Right now we're having roll call. Roll call on the Nevin Family Hour of Prayer. We'll be starting the open session today at 8:15. It is currently 8:04. 8:04. We have 11 minutes left remaining for roll call. The number to call in is 714-202-9942. Once again, 714-202-9942.
Okay, let's go. Okay, we have Brian joining the prayer line.
Yep.
Okay, anyone with you?
Nope.
Okay. All right, we have Candace joining the prayer line. Welcome.
Good evening. Hello.
Ben. It is now 6 minutes after the hour 8. We're currently having a roll call on Blog Talk Radio in Nevin Family Hour of Prayer. I'd like to say good evening to everyone who have joined us so far. Once again, our call-in number is 714-202-9942. We'll be starting an open session today. Loretta Simmons, Mr. Loretta Simmons will be your host. And we'll begin to start around 8:15, so you all please be patient. Today is open section week. Thank you, everybody, for joining in. Hope you had a blessed and new day.
Amen.
Good evening, good evening. Once again, you are tuned in to the Nellon Family Hour of Prayer. Today is open session week. Our show will begin start around 8:15. We're currently having roll call. And we'd like to entertain you all with a little music in the background, if you please. It's 8:07. 8:07. You're listening to the Nellon Family Hour of Prayer. Yes, yes, we love to give thanks and praise to the Lord. We love entering His gates with praise and thanksgiving for sure. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Good evening, good evening. You're currently listening to the Nellon Family Hour of Prayer. It is 8:08. We have 7 more minutes for call-ins. We have 7 more minutes left for them to call in before open session starts at 8:15. You all please be patient and listen to the music in the background while we anticipate other callers in the Nellon Family Hour of Prayer. That call-in number is 714-202-9942. Music, if you please. Give praise to the Lord. Okay, yeah, well. Good evening, good evening. Miss Loretta Simmons will be your host today. And we'll have the session again started in 6 minutes. 6 minutes ain't counting while we're doing roll call. We hope everyone had a nice day in church service today. While it remains seed time and harvest time, earth remains the same, and the Lord never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Grace and mercy and truth, righteousness come from our God who we serve. And it's currently at 8:10. We have 5 minutes remaining on roll call. Do we have anyone else to have joined, Ms. Loretta?
Okay, I'll go through the list again. I have Mom, Mr. Werner, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie. I have Bruce. I have Latoya. I have Brian, I have Candace, I have Hubert, and myself, Loretta. Anyone else join the line?
Yes, thanks.
Okay, Hubert, I think we'll go ahead and get started instead of waiting on the 15 after.
Okay, go right ahead, Miss Loretta Simmons. Blog Talk Radio, you're listening to the Nellon Family Hour of Prayer. Welcome, everyone, to the Nellon Family Hour of Prayer.
Good evening, everyone. I will be your host tonight. Angela is at her book club. May God bless her meeting. For those of you that wasn't here when we made the changes on the open session, it is back the way it used to be where you bring something to share, whether it be a praise report, a testimony, a word from the Bible, or the daily bread, or the red prayer book, or something you brought from church, or a song. Please feel free to share or pass when your name is called. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we come boldly before you, giving you thanks once again for you being you. We ask that you bind up anything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, and we ask that you bless our ears to hear your words being shared tonight on this prayer line. We ask that you go before us to make our to set our crooked road straight and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go. Bless the ones that are here and bless the ones that could not be with us tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you honor and we thank you for your loving kindness. We will continue to praise you all the days of our lives. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, tonight is an open session, and we will be speaking on God's perspective on what to read when challenged by dark forces. First, I'll be coming to you out of Joshua 1, 6 through 9. When Joshua was to become leader, it states to be strong and brave, to obey every law that Moses gave them, following the laws to the letter, and be bold and strong, and remember the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, the next reading will be coming from Psalms 56, 1, 4. This is when David was king. His enemy wanted badly to conquer him. David asked the Lord to have mercy on him and that he would put all his trust in God. And if God is with him, what can mere man do? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, next we have Mr. Gentle coming to us out of Romans 8, 38 through 39.
Okay, good evening.
This good evening.
Romans 8, 38, 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principality, nor power, nor thing present, nor thing to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And
amen.
I would just like to say, Paul let her know that there's nothing except God's love from us. But we have a tendency to separate our love from him. Either anything comes out, we'll separate our love from God. But God will separate his love from us. Amen.
Okay, next we have Mom coming to us out of 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 18.
Okay, I'm reading 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 18. But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the exceedingly of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifested in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then, death worketh in us, but life in you. We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. knowing that he which rise up the Lord, raise up the Lord, Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many renounce to the glory of God. For which causes we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us is far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, next we have LaToya coming to us out of Ephesians 6:10. 6:10 through 18.
The armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, and against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Excuse me. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Next we have Auntie Betty coming to us out of 2 Timothy 4:6-7.
Verse 6 says, as for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. The time of my death is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise the
Lord. Okay. We have Hubert coming to us for the sick and shut-ins.
Okay, I would like to ask everyone to please bow your head, please. Okay. I'd like to call upon the spirit of Raphael, Jehovah Raphael, the healing angel of the Lord. Stretch forth his arms, his everlasting arm, and touch us. Touch our soul. Touch our body. Touch our will, Lord, and have us to make a change to return to you. The Lord's word says, if you shall return to him, he will return to you. And if you repent from your wicked ways, he will heal our land. We need healing. So we're going to pray tonight that the Lord reach out and heal our soul. And the brokenhearted, them broken in spirit, them that broken down mentally, physically, we're going to pray for Jehovah Shahanayah, the glory of the Most High. Come down and touch us, for we are in need, Lord. We need a healing. We need that guidance, that instruction. And I pray that you reach out and touch the sick, the lame, the disabled, and the able member body. Because some of us are physically able, but mentally disabled, and spiritually dead. So I pray and ask the Lord, petition the Lord to come down and awake us and anoint us, to quicken us in spirit. So when two or more gather in his name, reach out and touch and agree. Anything that they touch and agree, if they doubt not and believe in their heart, as the grain of mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds, and it shall come to pass. And this is the spirit and the consolation that we get. Whatever we say, it does come to pass. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see. We have Mr. Gentle coming to us with the birthday greetings. So far, I have on the birthday list Mr. Gentle's son-in-law, Tally. Birthday was July the 11th. And I have, I may not pronounce the name correctly, Janine. Birthday, July 17th. Janine.
Jeremy.
Jenaniah.
Jeremy.
Jeremy, the 17th. That's who that is? Okay, Jeremy. Jeremy. And that's your grandson?
Yes.
Okay, that's Auntie Carrie's grandson. And then I have Jackie's birthday, July the 23rd. Is there anyone else's birthday during the week of 17th through the 23rd that someone knows that we would like to share on the prayer line tonight?
Okay,
Mr. Gentle, your 2 minutes of fame. The spotlight is on you.
All righty, here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
No doubt.
Amen.
No doubt.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, right now.
To the Nelly family, our prayer. Yeah, and call in number 714-202-9602. And Ms. Loretta Simmons is your host today. We'd like to also thank you all for joining in. Big open session for the Nelly family, our prayer. Loretta?
Okay, I would like to thank everyone on the reading on being challenged by dark forces. And now I would like to open the floor to anyone that has a praise report, testimony, words from the book, or a song. Call on your name and you can share or pass when I call out your name. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, I have, Mom, do you have anything you want to share tonight on the prayer line?
No.
Pass. Okay. Mr. Verner?
Pass.
Auntie Betty?
Pass.
Okay, Auntie Carrie?
Pass.
Okay, Bruce?
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. I just want to share a little bit what we went over in church today. And our main focus on today was honor. And I got a few scriptures here I want to go over as well. The first few scriptures I want to go over come out of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. Again, that's 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter, verse 20 and 21, and it reads, "But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. And I also want to come from 1 Samuel, 2nd chapter, and the 30th verse. Again, that 1 Samuel, 2nd chapter, and 30th verse. And it reads, "Therefore the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far be it from me, for those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed." So basically what we're getting out of this message is we honor God by the choices that we make in our life. And when we honor God, God will honor us. So basically being more Christ-like, we basically just are lining ourselves up with God and for the blessings of God and for the glory of God. And it's simple things that we can basically do to honor God. For instance, going to church on Sunday, that's an easy way to honor God. And basically by his word, if you just honor God, he will honor you. And when you're on that side, when you're on God's good side, that's a good thing. And I just want to close with that same state of mind out of Psalms. Psalms 91, verses 14 through 16. And it reads, "Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
honor God. Okay, I have LaToya next. Do you have anything you want to share, or you pass?
I pass.
Okay. Okay. Brian.
Yep.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I got to find you first. Can you come back
okay.
to me?
I sure can. Okay, Candace, I have you next.
Okay. I just want to come to you from Ephesians 5. I just want to read Ephesians 5. All right.
Amen.
"Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving." And I was going to drop down to 8, to verse 8. "For you were once darkness." We were talking about, you know, what to do when we're dealing with darkness. We were once darkness. Before we say, we can't forget that. "For
Amen.
We were once darkness, but now we are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light. For the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord." Honoring him pleases him. This is what we learned on today. "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is a shameful event to mention, it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is light that makes everything visible. This is why they said, 'Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. We are living in some evil days. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. And when he says submit to one another, it takes me back to what Slap was just talking about honoring and about how we learn how to put others before you. We've all been there. Well, I can speak for myself. I've been in a store and say in Walmart or what have you, and I have, you know, a few items, and there's someone behind me holding like five things in their hand, you know, and I could say, well, shoot, I'm before them. I don't know what they're looking at me for. But, you know, it's just to be in us as Christians to put others before us. And I say, you know, you go ahead. You know, they're like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, you go ahead. Or even if, like Pastor was giving the example, Christmas morning, when we go on Christmas shopping, and you know they had them specials, and people are, everybody trying to rush to get the last doll or toy or whatever it is. And he was just saying how if you put others before you, he said, you know what, that's all right, you go ahead, because I'm not going to fight over this last toy. I'm not, you know, going to jail the day after Thanksgiving, you know, trying to fight over something. You go ahead. But God, don't even worry about it. Don't think about, like the world think about it, like, well, you lost out. That's not how God's system works. God is like, you put others before you, I'm going to raise you up, and God will multiply, you know, that whichever, you know, that the world would think that you lost. You'll get it back, triple fold is what I'm saying. And also, I just have a quick little praise report, I guess it is a praise report because I praise God for it after it happened. I guess it could be. But anyway, I was at a red light, and I know it may seem simple to other people, but it is very important that we listen to that quiet, still voice, that small, still voice that is within us. I was at a light, and it was red. There was no one behind me. I was making a left. I was, you know, going to make a left. The light turned green. However, I didn't move. And you know how we like to say, something told me. But if you're a Christian, you know that's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. You know, if you're in tune with that. And so the Holy Spirit was like, don't go. And I'm like, and I'm looking, and I'm like, but, you know, the light is green. There was no one coming facing me. There was no one that I could see, you know, coming perpendicular towards me. I mean, you know, crossing my pathway. So the light was green, and I just was there. And, you know, normal times, it'd be somebody behind you. You know, they'd be ready to blow you off the map. So only the light turned green. Oh, what you waiting on? You know, people so impatient. But anyway, I was just sitting there, and out of nowhere, this red truck came fireballing. I mean fireballing. He was doing, I know, 60. We was on a residential street on Tilson. He was fireballing out of nowhere, just ran a red light. Like his light was green. My light was green. His light was red. And so when that passed, I'm like, you know, at first it's like you were in shock. You're like, I'm like, oh, my God. He would have T-boned me. He would have towed me up. So all I could say was, thank you, Jesus. I was run all the way home, driving home. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your faith, for having your angels and counting the right. Because I know that wasn't my good luck. I don't have any luck. I'm blessed. So I know that I was just blessed that he just kept me. He kept me right there at that red light. No one else around but me and the Holy Spirit. So anyway,
amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Okay, Brian, is this a good time to come back to you?
Yeah. I'm gonna read from Matthew chapter 8, 28
34.
Amen.
He had come to the other side, to the country of the Gerasenes. There met him two demon-possessed men coming out of the tomb, exceedingly fierce, so that no one could pass that way. And suddenly they cried out, saying, "What have we to do with you, Jesus, you Son of God? Have you come to the torment of time?" Now, a good way off from them, there was a herd of many swine feeding. So the demon begged him, saying, "Cast out, let us go away to the herd of swine." He said to them, "Go." So when they had come out, they went into the herd of swine. And suddenly the whole herd of swine ran violently down to the And those who kept him fled. They went away into the city and told everything, including what had happened to the demon-possessed man. And behold, the whole city came out and met Jesus. And when they saw him, they begged him to depart from their region. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, next I have on my list is Heber. You have anything you want to share with us tonight?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I can't pass tonight. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You know, if we endure to the end, the Lord shall have a crown of life for us to receive. Take no thoughts of tomorrow, for tomorrow takes thoughts of itself. What you shall eat or what you shall put on. Consider the birds and the lilies and the flowers that the Lord have created. You may toil, do they strive, but yet the Lord takes care of them. And the glory of Solomon, nothing I like unto the lily. The glory of the lily. So during this time of trouble, we have not faced nothing that is not coming among all men. The Lord would not put more on us than we are able to bear. But we have to remember forgiveness. We have to remember the Lord's mercy. We have to remember the grace of the Lord and righteousness and hate wickedness. May the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth speak out, and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in His sight. And I say, none of us have resisted holding the truth, standing for the truth until blood. So we should give thanks and praise, for God first loved us, so we are entitled to love Him back. That's all He wants. Put Him first. Make Him first in your life. I got up this morning and I gave thanks to God for waking me up, closing my right mind. And then next, I thank Him for the air that I breathe that doesn't belong to me. And I didn't ask the Lord to wake me up. Ain't that kind of strange? You don't have to ask Him, you know, it ain't no alarm to go out. He wakes us up, start our day. And I have found it incredibly a mystery when you line up in the purpose of the Most High. When you get yourself in line with God, you get redemption. You get restored. And you'll be able to bless others. And on that note, praise the Lord. Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, I would like to come to you from the Daily Bread, and the topic is throw the book at him. And the reading basically comes out of Matthew 4, 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Things was off to a great start for Jesus at the beginning of his ministry. In Matthew 3, he was baptized and heard the affirming words of his Father. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Verse 17. But then things took a turn for the worse. What happened next, Jesus' temptation in the wilderness, was not a mere coincidence. The Holy Spirit led him into this face-off between the powers of heaven and hell. Thankfully, Jesus' victory in the face of temptation provides a great example when we find ourselves in the wilderness of Satan's sinister seductions. Notice that the tempter called Jesus at a time when he was tired and hungry. Satan uses the same tactic with us, waiting for those vulnerable moments. He lures us with the bait of seduction, suggestion, the often quick relief and opportunity for self-advancement. When facing such challenges, it's important to follow Jesus' example. Throw the book at Satan. Jesus responded to temptation by quoting scriptures, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God," Matthew 4:4. Also Deuteronomy 8:3. The Bible is full of verses about lust, greed, lying, and other sins. If we tuck them away in our memory, we can use them when under attack. It's our best chance for success. If we never faced a tempter with his sharp and fiery sting, we would never know the victory that our trust in God can bring. When Satan strikes, strike back with the word of God. Amen.
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 It is true. Amen. It is true. 8:42. You on Blog Talk Radio. And at this hour, we have the Nellon Family Hour of Prayer. We'd like to thank you all for coming and joining in today. And is there any more, Miss Loretta? You have the mic.
Okay. Just a reminder, I pray that everyone is working on their daily unity prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I want to thank you once again for the reading and the testimony. We know what to do when challenged by dark forces. And if no one else have anything else to say, sing, or report, Mother May has the closing for Matthew 6:9. I'm sorry.
Yes, I have a song I would like to share, if I may. Or someone want to read?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to reinforce what I was saying earlier about honor.
Okay.
Us being Christians, it's really simple for us to honor God. A lot of people might think that, you know, it's hard, you know, I can't do it. But it's really, really simple based on the choices that we make in life. Just as simple as going to church. As simple as on our job when we do what our, you know, our bosses tell us what to do, we do it. Our children honoring our parents. Our children going to school, taking lessons from their teachers and being respectful and so forth. Those are really just simple things that go on in everyday life that comes back to honor God. And basically, I'm saying that to just say that all the little things that we do, even the big things we do, it doesn't go unnoticed. It doesn't go in vain. God notices these things, and that puts us in position for our upgrade with God and the blessings that he has for us. So it's not a big thing. It's really, really small little things that we can do to basically get us in position for greatness and for the glory of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Won't you come on to my room? Well, come on to my room. You see, Jesus is your doctor, and he heals me all of my medicine. So he writes down all my prescriptions in my room. Well, everybody, won't you come on?
Come on.
To my room. Well, come on to my room. Well, you see, Jesus is your doctor, and he writes down all your prescriptions, and he gives me all my medicine in my room. Yeah.
Amen. Okay, we have Mother May coming to us for the closing.
Okay, I'm reading that Matthew. That's Matthew 6:9.
Wow.
13.
Okay, everyone, bow your head for the closing prayer, please.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to say we had a nice section today. We practically last just about an hour, like in 10 minutes, give or take a few. Y'all please join in next week. We'd like to thank everybody that joined in and participated in the Nelson Family Hour of Prayer. Once again, our call-in number is 714-202-9942. We'd like to thank everybody for participating today, and I think I'll turn it back over to Loretta. I believe this ends our show for today. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Thanks, everyone, for the program tonight. We did a great job. Next week, we're looking forward to the Victorious Foundators, and they will be coming to us from God Promises on Growth. Amen.
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 Okay. I just wish everybody have a blessed week and remember your unity daily prayers. Have a blessed one. Good night,
Amen.
Everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Shalom, shalom. Wadida. See you,
sweetheart. And you'll see everybody.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
I've been tripping and confessing the wrong things and making
yes, who's
my
this?
Head with your caressing release.
I'm sorry?
Not at all, bro. Close the section out.
Okay.
Play the music.
Close
the section out. I can make it through the night. Don't worry, mama said, or daddy said.